The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to the penultimate MFR Shinty Show of the season, and what a weekend in store. Only two matches this weekend to look forward to, and two of the biggest games of the season in the Premier Division. We'll hear from Oban Kamenak chairman Nigel Evans a little later on, as they need a win over Kamali to preserve their Premier status. And at the top end, the title could be won this weekend in the game we've been looking forward to some time, as Cowes Athletic take on reigning champions and leaders Newton Moore. Scotland boss Drew McNeil is alongside me in the studio, as always, to look over the weekend action. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
The weekend that we've been looking forward to for some time. I mentioned it there. It really has been, because we've been, well, one game in particular, the game we'll start talking about, is the game at the top end. It's a game that we've been kind of, yeah, savouring for a while.
Yeah, and I'm just hope it's going to rain an awful lot so that it gets transferred to the Bucht.
Yeah, well, that would be handy. Nice. It is indeed, as we record this on the Thursday of the week. It's been moved this afternoon to Dunoon. So a change of venue already. The big pitch you've spoke about in the past would have suited Newton Moore. How does that change things?
Kyle's will be... It's just a hop across the water for them, so they'll be quite happy still to keep it down in the south. But obviously, I'd rather be at Inverness watching it on Saturday.
Yeah, me too as well. It'd be handy if it was transferred, you know, just make that after the Cali Thistle Celtic game. That would be fantastic to see it move to Inverness. But it is home, it's home territory for Cowes Athletic. It would be unfair of them to move it all the way up to Inverness. It's a game that, well, we say that the title could be won. It could go on to next weekend, but it's winner takes all, really.
Yeah, if Newton Moore win, they win it. If Kyles win, they win it. So, yeah, it is a winner takes all. So the last game would be a dead rubber, but there's complications if it goes to a draw.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and we'll get into them in a few moments' time. But first of all, Newton Moore, the reigning champions, the leaders of the First Division, the Camara Cup winners, they go into this. I know Cowes Athletic also have had a great season, but Newton Moore have just, we mentioned it last week, that word momentum. Newton Moore have really hit a good patch.
Yep, Kyle's got the Celtic Society and the Macaulay, but just after winning the Macaulay, they just haven't played many games and they've lost that momentum. And particularly, they had that goal difference that was, you know, significant and worth a whole point to them. They've completely lost that. And I always felt all along they should have played their games when they had the chance. Just even if it was away games, they could have taken them and just played them. They've given the chance back for Newton Moore to put pressure on them, and Newton Moore have done that perfectly well. Newton Moore have heaps of momentum and Kyles have none.
Newton Moore, a win for them at the weekend, and they've retained their Premier Division title. They have to be brave and go there and win. They can't sit in and try and, you know, play for a 1-0. They have to go there and have to attack and win the game.
No, and I'm sure when they were, I think some time they were 5 points behind Kyles, they'd have bitten off your hand to just go to Kyles to win the league. Anybody, I think, in any position would just have that, like to have that chance to just win that game, win the league. It's a cup final for them. And funnily enough, both teams have done really well in cup finals this year, I suppose.
Yeah, and they've met and won as well.
They've met and won, and Kyles managed to nick it off them. So, yeah, maybe a bit of payback.
Newton Moore, you know, we've spoken about their massive squad, and it has really paid dividends for them this season, because they're up there competing for all the major honours in the game. You know, it really has been a fantastic season for them. And you look at, you know, Kyles haven't lost a game this season in the Premier Division. Newton Moore have only slipped up once and lost, and it was Glenurquhart.
It's a good mark of a team when they can retain the trophy, you know, that they've won the previous year. But to win the title back to back would be, you know, it's really impressive. But again, if Kyles win it, they'll be the first South team ever to win the National Premier Division.
A massive, a massive achievement for Kyles Athletic.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
Newton Moore last season, it was winner takes all. against Fitzwilliam, and they, you know, a lot of pressure on them going into that game. You know, to win the title, they managed that. A lot of pressure on them this weekend, but they have that experience.
Yeah, they're winners, I suppose. That's what you can say about it. They're champions. And at this time of year, actually, this isn't a negative, but when as the grounds get heavier and it plays more into the strength, I mean, Newton Moore have got strong players, you know, physically strong. It actually plays into their hands, whereas Kyle's more of a top of the ground type team, like to move the ball about. It's actually playing more into, you know, Newton Moore's hands as the season goes on later.
Being a massive Hearts fan, we lost the old Premier Division title back in 1986, having led for pretty much all the way, and it was heartbreaking to see us lose in the final day of the season. It would be heartbreaking for Cowes Athletic, you know, to experience something similar, because they've been a real kind of breath of fresh air in the Premier Division this season. They're up there, they've taken on the likes of King Youssi and Fitzwilliam and seen them off very comfortably, albeit they still have to play King Youssi next weekend. And they're going head to head with Newton Moore, and a lot of people would want to see Cowes Athletic, you know, lift that title on Saturday.
I think the pre-season, you know, performances, 61 goals this season. It's a massive amount of goals, and they were scoring for fun, and they seemed to play without any pressure at all, didn't they? Every week they were coming up with results. I think it's different now. The pressure's on now. You know, 3-3 with Inverary shows they're under pressure. Newton Moore, we know, can handle the pressure. Kyle's, I think, we're playing without pressure, so it's going to be difficult for them.
I remember March, April time, and we, you know, we did highlight, you know, the great start that Kyle's had to the campaign, and they were up there, and every week we kind of, you know, said, well, maybe this is the week that they fall off the perch, but no, to, you know, give them a credit, they're up there and remain up there to the very end. But the turning point was that draw with Inverary.
Yeah, and you know, in one way, it's been good for Inverary. You know, they've got the point that they needed to, you know. But they may be safe, they may not be safe, we'll talk about that later, I'm sure. But you know, it was a massive point for them, and the wrong time to get Kyle's, really, and wrong time for Kyle's to get Inverary, because, you know, they could have played them early on in the season where Inverary weren't 100% focused on what they were trying to do in the league. Towards the end of the season, Inverary knew what they had to do and got the results to, you know, get the points that are going to make it difficult for somebody like Oban to catch.
You've been with players from both camps in the last few. What's the feelings from the Cowes Athletic and Newton Moore guys?
Do you know it never ever came up?
Really?
At all, ever. No, even amongst the guys, even amongst the players talking about it, no, they were so focused on international, it's quite odd that. No, and there was, you know, obviously a strong contingency from Miles and Norman Campbell from Newton Moore was the captain, but it never came up, not even in banter.
Really?
Funny that, yeah.
Yeah, just so focused on the job at hand.
Now
that
said
these
that,
guys, I mean, they're winners, as you said earlier on there, you know, talking about Newton Moore, but these guys are, you know, the competitive. But, you know, yeah, that just undermines the whole thing, really. Their focus on the job in hand, their focus this week will be on that game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a, you know, to think it all comes down to one game, it's always the same in the league, isn't it, really, I suppose, you know. But it's a title decider we all wanted, I suppose. It's good that it's going to the last, well, not quite the last game, but Newton Moore's last game. But they know how to do it. They've done it last year, same time of year, roughly. You know, you just think they've got the staying power.
A draw might not be good enough for Newton Moore. They would have to get a big favour from King Youssi. I mean, that's the final game next weekend, Kyle's versus King Youssi. We don't know at the moment if that game will mean anything. But Newton Moore really have to go and win. We spoke about them going there and being brave and trying to attack and win the game. What do Kyle's have to do? They can play for a draw.
No, not in Shinty. It doesn't work like that. They'll go for the win. They've got to go for it. If they get the draw, then they've got a safety net. Newton Moore don't have a safety net. Really have a draw. Even if Newton Moore were to draw, they would need Canusi to beat Kyles, which is would be difficult for Canusi, not having played for so long, and chances are they're not training, you know, and being so important to Kyles. It's quite ironic, because if this weekend's game was drawn, Newton Moore and Kyles, and then Kyles drew with Canusi, Kyles would win it because of the number of goals they've scored, not on goal difference, because goal difference will be equal if it's two draws. So Kyles still have a slight advantage if they have the draw. But both teams would just be delighted to get it away this week, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying there, I mean, Kyles and Newton Moore, both teams are going to go out and try and win the match, as we expect, to be honest. Whoever loses, you know, it's going to be a kind of pretty numb feeling, but they're going to, you know, congratulate whoever, because you're going to have to beat one of the best teams in the league to win the Premier Division title, and whether it be Kyles Athletic or Newton Moore, you know, it's going to take some doing.
Yeah, I mean, if Newton Moore were to win on Saturday, they would have gone through the season only losing one game. If Kyle's win on Saturday, they'll still be undefeated for the year, which is impressive, and with one game to go. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, to two teams going so far, so long like that, it's good for the league. It's been a strong league both ends this year. I just wish it was a bit earlier in the year, to be honest, to be watching it. We've been unlucky with the way the weather's going. Yep. But it won't dampen it. It'd be odd, though, wouldn't it? Because if Kyle's weren't to win on Saturday, if Kyle's were to lose the league, you know, they would forget about the Macaulay win. They would forget about the Celtic Society. Mm-hmm. You know, they would be on a downer. Whereas if Newton Moore win, they'll still be buoyant with the winning the Scottish, I would think. Mm-hmm. They'd be a little bit disappointed losing the league, but they were there previously 2 years ago when Canusi beat them to win the league, mm-hmm. and then they won it against Fort William. So they're used to this. This is the third year in a row they've been in the same situation.
We spoke often about the likes of South Division 1 and about the contrast in qualities between the North and the South, but just how much would it mean for a team like Cash Athletic from the South to go and win the Premier Division title?
I think it would have surprised a lot of folk this year. Hopefully it would push on the other South teams, because they've had some close games with Oban and Inverary. But I think it, South at the moment are struggling in the Premier Division. Mm-hmm. You know, if Inverary were to go down or Oban to go down, that's two South teams going down. And this is going to be a strong division again next year.
A fantastic success for Newton Moore last year to win the 2010 title. They've gone from strength to strength this year. They've already got the Camara Cup final. They still have a chance of retaining their title. So it's obviously they've progressed well. If Cowes Athletic do go on and win the Premier Division title, do you see them going on and like Newton Moore, you know, going on to win more honours?
Yeah, I would suspect that Kyles have surprised a lot of people, and I think that this will bring them on a whole heap. I'm not too sure they've got the same strength and depth that Newton Moore have, but they still have young guys coming through that, you know, this time next year there may be some of the younger team players in that team. I mean, they're a young team, Kyles, and an extremely fit team, and they're a good bunch of guys. They stick really close together, and I think, you know, they'll be the team to beat next year, even if they don't win this year.
So the game will take place at Dunoon. Fingers crossed for a bit of rainfall and it moves up to Inverness, just purely for personal reasons, nothing attached to any of the result. But Drew, it is going to be a fantastic game, one to kind of savour really, and hopefully it's a classic. You know, we hope, you know, we've built it up this week, and lots of other media outlets will no doubt have a look at it as well. But you know, it's a game that we hope that we'll live up to, the billing.
Yeah, I suspect the game will get won in the last 5 minutes or the last hit of the game. It tends to be the way these Newton Moore Kyles games tend to go. They're very tight, and I don't suppose this will be any differently. I could see a few goals, right enough, but it'll be tight.
Who do you see winning it, and indeed winning the Premier Division title then?
Well, I said to you before, I took a bet off somebody about 10 weeks ago when Newton Moore were like 5 points behind. I said, oh, Newton Moore will still win the league, so I'll gain money if Newton Moore win the league. But I'd be disappointed for Kyles because of the way they play. I like the way they play. I like the style of the way they play. And they've been there for so long, you know, to find themselves behind now at this late stage when they've been doing so well. But partly that's their own fault for not keeping the games going. But I would like to see Kyles, to be honest, but I do suspect my money will be coming my way.
So it's a win-win. If Newton Moore win, you win money. If Kyles win, then, you know, it's a bit of satisfaction for you.
It is, but I would still like to see Kyles win. I think they've played the best shinty in the league that I've seen. But Newton Moore are a particularly strong team, and they, you know, don't win the trophies they've won by not being a good team.
Yep, Cowes Athletic versus Newton Moore, then winner takes all. That's what it's been billed as. Whoever wins, wins the Premier Division title. Only two matches in the Premier Division this weekend. A real cracker at the top, but an even bigger game at the bottom, especially for Oban Camanachd. They need a win, and by a considerable margin as well. And earlier today, I caught up with their chairman, Nigel Evans. Nigel, first of all, a real big one for Oban Camanachd this weekend. You're at home to Camali, and all ready to go for Saturday.
Well, we're well prepared. We have a full squad available, so it's a big game, probably the biggest game of the season, and we still think or hope that we can avoid relegation, and this game gives us the opportunity to do that.
You still have it in your own hands as well, which is the most important thing. You know, your fate lies with you.
Yes, that's right. We feel that all we can ask for is that the situation is down to ourselves, and as you say, rightly say, it's in our own hands.
It will mean you have to score, you know, a lot of goals. But you know, I suppose, you know, when you have that, you know, that carrot dangling in front of you to avoid relegation, then if that's what you have to do, you have to go and score goals.
That's right. Unfortunately, it's something that we haven't been doing on a regular basis this season, and that's part of the reason why we're in the situation we are at the moment. But the players will realise, of course, that it needs a tremendous performance from them to score goals against a team like Kilmallie, who have, as I say, adapted very well in the Premier League this season, coming up from North Division 1 and sitting round about mid-table.
Kilmallie, of course, were involved last weekend at home to Lovett, and Lovett needed a massive result that day. They got it, which is, you know, they're safe now. Kilmallie, I read a few quotes from Johnny Morrison a few weeks ago saying that the season's kind of been dragged out for them, and I mean, I know that, you know, they would have wanted to have had their feet up a long time ago and focus on next season, so perhaps you might catch them out there.
Well, I took in the game last week, and I thought it was a really competitive game. It didn't look meaningless to me from a Kilmallie point of view. So I'm sure that they'll adopt the same attitude when they come up to Oban. And I know the season's been long and drawn out for us all, for that matter. But I believe that our fate is still in our own hands.
This season, as you say, has kind of, you know, gone on a lot longer than expected. But you know, you haven't put an awful lot of shinty in the last couple of weeks, certainly. But when you look back, I mean, your last one was in September, which doesn't, you know, seems like a long time ago, but it was only 3-4 games ago. But it was against Fort William. So is that a kind of game that you want to take heart from?
Yeah, well, in actual fact, we've taken heart from a few games this season. Interestingly enough, out of our points total, we've actually taken points off the four top teams in the Premier League. So that gives you some sort of indication, you know, of the standard that we're at. And as I say, it's disappointing that we are in the position that we're in, given that we've, as I say, taken points off the top four teams in the league. As a matter of fact, you know, half our points total has come from the top teams.
Mm-hmm. I think the last time we spoke, you got a draw at Nita Moore as well. So, I mean,
yeah,
that kind of performance is required this weekend.
I think the last time we spoke, you know, it was after the victory at Kingussie. Mm-hmm. You know, as I say, you know, the team have the ability to play in the Premier League. And it's unfortunate that it's come down to that, to this, where we have to score a huge amount of goals in order to survive. But we'll certainly be doing our best, and that we can only ask the players to give us 100% in a day. If it doesn't go for us, then we'll regroup and go again next season.
I would hate to tempt fate, but you know, if you did drop into to South Division 1, we've seen Bute go down there you know, last season, and they've come back up as champions and undefeated as well. So, you know, they made light work of South Division 1. Are you confident that, you know, I would hate to, you know, as I say, tempt fate there, but if you were to go down, are you confident in the side's ability to get back up?
Well, we believe that, you know that we're a Premier League club, you know, we're dropping down into Division 1, which itself is competitive, given that we'll have a few local derbies. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that when teams come to play us, if we are in Division 1 next season, then I'm pretty certain that they'll raise the bar, if you like.
The Cameract Association issued a kind of statement on Tuesday about you know, pitch options. Obviously the weather that we live in, the climate we live in, is so unpredictable, and there's a few options at the moment. How is the Mossfield pitch at the moment?
Well, at the moment it's playable, and in fairness, that's been the case for most of the season. It's a fantastic playing surface. It drains very well, so we're optimistic that the game will go ahead in Mossfield on Saturday.
I know you're quite confident the options are Yoker and Tunnelt and even Inverness as well. I mean, how important will home advantage be for you this weekend?
Absolutely crucial. We enjoy playing in Mossfield, and you know, it's a fantastic stadium. It's a fantastic just to play in it. So we hope and that the game goes ahead there. It suits our style of play, that's for sure.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Oban Camanachd chairman Nigel Evans on the MFR Shinty show. And just in case you're wondering, Drew, it was recorded today, earlier on. It was a pre-recorded interview at 2 o'clock, as you can hear that the chimes and the clock in the background there halfway through the interview.
Just as well it wasn't a cuckoo clock.
That could have been a fun outtake for the end of season special. Drew, I think when you look at the dictionary and you look under the term must win, you find Oban Camanachd there beside it.
It's odd, Oban. Oban played Kamali first game of the season at Kamali, and they beat them quite easily 3-1, and now they're having to ground and beat Kamali 7-0, well, by seven clear goals, you know. And if you look at Oban's scoring record, they're only scoring 1.5 goals a game, which is poor. And then Kamali are, they're one of the teams that are actually leaking a lot of goals, but it's still only averaging 3 goals a game. So difficult for Oban. I can't see them getting out of it at all. I was down at the Lovett Kamali game, and it was a cracking match actually, and Nigel touched on it, you know, it was a full game and Kamali gave nothing to Lovett, and it'll be exactly the same again on Saturday. You know, Kamali will go and play their best. I wouldn't be surprised if Kamali win the game, to be honest.
Yeah, it is a big ask. And I said to Nigel there that, you know, the incentive for the players is to go out and score goals, because if they score as many goals as they can, then they've got a realistic chance of staying up. But it's easier said than done.
It is, and the Kamali goalkeeper pulled off a number of fantastic saves in the first half. Lovett were fortunate last week. They scored an early goal, probably settled on theirs. Lovett played a lot of good stuff last week. Good passing under pressure, and the boy Toyne Goals pulled off a number of great saves in the first half. Then conceded probably a weak goal right at the start of the second half, put Lovett in the driving seat. But Kamali just came flying back at them. They were 3-0 down, but you know, got to 3-2, and Lovett were just delighted. It was like the last hit of the game because it was really, really tight. And Oban have got that same problem. That, you know, they've got to beat a goalie that was in super form, and a Kamali team that scored goals. Yep. It's difficult. They may score 6 goals, but Kamali might score 4.
Yeah, it's a hard luck story, isn't it? I mean, Lovett are safe over that win over Kamali at the weekend. Means they are playing Premier Division Shinty next season. Inverary will be Kamali's biggest supporters this weekend.
Yeah, I'd imagine there will be too many people worried at Inverary, because I know that Kamali will come and play. That's just in their nature. It's a lot of pressure on Oban. You know, the fact that they've been struggling to score goals, particularly towards the end of the season, they're really, really badly struggling. And it's a big one for them, but you couldn't see it happening.
They have taken points against some of the big sides, as Nigel rightly said there. I think, as I say, the last time we spoke to him, you know, they got a draw at Needham Moor and they beat King Youssie. So they have, you know, the ability there, but just in this kind of last remainder of the season, because for some time it looked like it was going to be between Lovett and Inverary. We always said, Oban have got games in hand, you know, don't worry about them. But here we are, you know, last game of the season stuff, and they're down there.
I'd always do a wee prediction before mid-season, and I had Oban on 14 points, Inverary on 13 and Lovett on 13. That was my prediction for the end of the season, and it's not far away, but you know, as you say, I thought Inverary and Lovett would be in trouble. Oban just didn't pick up the points. It's probably lack of discipline, you know, discipline as in, yeah, they get up for the big games but don't take care of the wee teams or teams at their own level. There's certain games you have to win when you go to these other clubs. I think they got beat up at Kiltarly. It was a massive game. They probably should have won. You know, they have to win those games. Things like that cost you at the end of the season. You have to score 7 games in your last game of the season to win. To stay up is asking far too much.
Well, the Great Escape could be remade in Oban this weekend if they do stay up. Mossfield, one advantage is that Mossfield looks playable at the moment, and there is a change of venue in place. I think they could be moved to Yoker or Tynholt as well, with Inverness a standby as well. But as Nigel says there, you know, Mossfield's looking pretty good this weekend as well. Is that an advantage for them, an obvious advantage being at home?
Mossfield's a great surface to play on in any team that's, you know, a sort of top of the ground team that want to play good shinty will enjoy going to Mossfield, look forward to going there. That's exactly what Kamali are. So it'll play right into Kamali's hands. They'll love playing at Moss Field.
So perhaps not an advantage then.
Not really.
I hate to end with
that. They'll get supporters, but they won't get the, you know, the pitch will suit Kamali.
Yeah, I hate to end with that, a negative, but if Oban go down, and at the moment it's looking very likely, I hate to say that, but can they get back up?
Yeah, they can, but it's got bigger repercussions because their second team plays under the name Lochside Rovers, which plays in South Division 1. They'll have to go down a league. A number of those players, you know, they're, you know, two seasons ago they were winning that division. You know, will their players be happy playing at that next lower level, which is, you know, extremely low level, or will they go to perhaps other clubs? Will they drift off to other teams and play South Division 1, which would have been playing for years and years?
So a bit of a shake-up then expected.
They could lose players.
Yeah,
they could lose players, which would affect them long term.
As I said there, I mean, obviously Bute went down into the South Division 1 and not made a mockery of it. They found life pretty easy. They had a difficult kind of couple of games at the end there, you know, playing the likes of Glasgow, Rudder, Guile, but on the whole Bute kind of sailed through the season and are back in the Premier Division now. Will that be the same for Oban next year, or will they come in for a bit of trouble?
No, you'd expect Oban, if they stick together, they've got actually quite a young team there, they've got some good players. They should come straight back up again, really. But it depends what happens with, you know, it could be the, might not affect them right now, but what happens with Lochside? Do they lose players? Do they come back once Oban get back promoted? I don't know. It's difficult to say.
Well, we'll be a little clearer in our knowledge on all issues, top and bottom, after Saturday night, Saturday mid-afternoon, 1:30 throw-up for both those matches. As I said at the top of the show, it's a weekend that we've been looking forward to for some time, and it's just kind of, it'll be good to get things resolved, really.
It will. It's been a good season. It was going really smoothly. Operationally, it was fantastic, and then just we lost our way just a little bit. But that'll be a good end to the season, and then everybody will start thinking about next season straight away.
So, to sum up, top and bottom,
tight.
Where do you see it being won and lost? Who's going to win and who's going to go down? Will Oban go down?
Well, I think Oban will go down. That was against my prediction. But they could go down with 14 points, which I thought they would finish on. I actually thought Newton Moore and Kyles would both finish this season on 31 points, and Kyles would win it in goal difference. That's not going to happen, but Newton Moore could win it on Saturday with 31 points.
So, all will be revealed on Saturday then, a cracking weekend in store, a final weekend. Of course, Kyles versus King Usy takes place next week. That's the final game of the Premier Division season, and indeed the season. We'll be back next week with... Well, we don't know yet if we're going to we don't know who the champions are going to be, but we'd like to think that we can round up the whole season next weekend on the final Shinty Show of the season. Well, here's hoping that we'll be able to round up, because we genuinely don't know if the title's going to be, but we have a rough indication that we'll find out who the title winners will be on Saturday.
I predict there will be a winner on Saturday.
There you go. From the top, Drew McNeil predicts
not saying who though, but there'll be a winner on Saturday.
We'll be back next week with hopefully a roundup of the title weekend and indeed the relegation weekend and the roundup of season 2011. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.